Musician Harry Connick Jr. wants to teach you how to play the piano. He just signed a deal with Playground Sessions, an app which is co-owned by Quincy Jones, to teach you how to play the piano. It's a subscription service that costs $10 a month. Let's listen in to my conversation with Harry Connick Jr. here on Talking Tech, all about learning to play the piano.
So I'm working with a company called Playground Sessions, which I know you're familiar with, and it uses innovative technology that I haven't really seen before to explain how the piano works, how reading music works. They also have instructors. I'm one of the instructors who takes people from, I mean, as basic as it possibly gets, you know, talking to people who have never played, don't think they can play, don't think they have any musical ability at all, and walks them through some very basic fundamental concepts of playing all the way through some more intermediate and advanced concepts. So it uses a whole bunch of different ways to engage people. And I got to tell you, it's extremely cool. It's kind of addicting, and you kind of learn without realize you're learning. So it's a very exciting, new frontier that I'm proud to be a part of.
In a nutshell, is it basically giving you numbers for the notes and knowing that my C is a 1 and my E, it might be a 3 or a 5 or whatever, and just associating those numbers with the notes? Is that where you begin?
That's part of it for sure. But I even go back further than that. Some people, you know, look at the piano keyboard and they see, you know, all of those black and white notes and they are intimidated by that. I talk about the fact that there's only 12 of those notes and it's just a block of notes that repeats, you know, over and over again. And I mean, we go back to those kinds of basics. And like even people that I know that have seen that particular lesson, you know, you have to assume that most people love music. Almost everybody loves music, and most people know nothing about it. And if you know, you have to remember that. Like when I was a kid, I knew nothing about music when I was 3-4 years old, and I was experienced. I had a lot of exposure to it. But you know, other than listening to the radio, most people don't really know how it works. And if you break it down to a really really primary and fundamental level, with the type of enthusiasm and verve that you know somebody like me has, I think it's possible to, you know, fire some of those synapses in people's brains and get them to think about it in a way they haven't thought about it before.
Let me quickly ask you, the name of my podcast is called Talking Tech. Are you a tech enthusiast? Do you tell me what you bring with you on tour? You know, what are some of the gadgets you like to play with?
Well, you know, I love technology. In fact, I got a patent on a system of reading music about probably 19 or so years ago. And, you know, we haven't used sheet music on my bandstand since then. We developed a software that allows all my musicians to read off of the screen and, you know, to change, you know, on a dime, really, whatever song I need them to play. So, you know, people are starting to catch on to that technology. And you know, I write all of my scores on my computer. So technology plays a really big part in what I do.
I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You have been listening to Talking Tech. Thanks to Harry Connick. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts. Please favorite us on Stitcher, which helps more people find the show. And as always, thanks everyone for listening.